Okay, today's parak in Sefer Yehoshua is parak Chaf Aleph, as we head towards the end of the Sefer, and today is really the last parak relating to the Kibush and the Nachla, as all of the Shvatim have already received their portion, and the Eber HaYarden Shvatim, and all the rest of the Shvatim, and now we start with these two prakim relating to Shevet Levi. First, the six Arei Miklat that were given out last time in parak Chaf, and parak Chaf Aleph. Now we have the final step in the mitzvah of Kibush and Nachla, and that is giving the Levium their other 42 cities, altogether being 48 cities, including the six Arei Miklat. After this, the Sefer continues and goes into what happens to Reuben, Gad, and Menashe afterwards, but this is the last Perek. The Perek lists off all of the cities that were given to all of the families of the Levium, including Aaron HaKohen and his family from Sheva Levi, and then the rest of Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. And the parak ends off by saying, everything has been done. Vayiten Hashem liYisrael as kol haaretz asher nishba la'aseis la'avosam. Hashem gave to Am Yisrael everything that was given over to their forefathers, everything exactly how he said was going to occur. It happened hakol ba. The last two words of the parak, everything happened, everything occurred, everything took place exactly how Hashem said it would. So, now that we finished the kibush, just one general point about kibush, and then we'll get to specifically Ari Levium halachas, and that is to realize the kibush was done in a way that this was a fulfillment of a mitzvah. Like we said last time, that Yeshua ben Nun was part of the mitzvah of Arei Miklat, a part of the mitzvah of Bris Milah. We mentioned the Lashon of Vayadaber. This is also part of the mitzvah of a mitzvah d'oraisa. Interesting, it doesn't say Vayadaber here, because this is a fulfillment. The Sefer HaChinuch says a mitzvah taf ches, shen it's tavinu Yisrael laseis l'sheva levi, arm l'shevis. This is part of the mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. There is a unique, we'll get back to that, Chinuch, but there is a unique element in the Kibush that Yehoshua ben Nun put into place. The Braisa tells us in Maseches Baba Kama, on Daf Pei Aleph, that Yeshua made 10 conditions after he finished everything, after he gave everybody their portion. In this parak, this was the final step of the Levium getting it. The last person non-Levi to get was Yehoshua himself. Remember at the end of Perek Yotes, he got Timnas Serach. But then Levium finished the job. Yeshua made 10 conditions in the Nachala. And the Braisa describes on Pei Aleph, Amad Aleph, and Baba Kama. Shiu Marin Bacharshin, he made a condition and a Tanai that everyone was allowed to graze their animals in other people's forests. It's not really so such a chisaron that is caused to others. Umalakten Eitzim Besado, saying everyone could take wood from their friend's field for Macho Behema, Rashi says. They could grab wild flowers, mayanos, that were in certain people's property, were really there for everyone to use, and then many other halachos. You're allowed to walk on people's property until the rainy season. Various elements of interpersonal activities amongst the Am Yisrael, those were conditions that Yeshua ben Nun put into the Kibush. The Musar Nevi'im, Rabbi Ginsburg, points out that this is a unique halacha. Many halachas, all these takanas, what was the purpose of them? That you're allowed to take from other people's forests, and you're allowed to do this, and you're allowed to do that. They're almost all about dealing with and allowances that people have to have in being mevater and letting other people go into their land. Says the Musar Nevi'im, if you think about how any other nation starts, Am Yisrael is very unique. How does a nation start? You have one family that's living in a land, and another family joins them, and they get together, and then another land, and then they happen to move, and another family is mitzarif. And all of a sudden, they're slowly, slowly building up and become one big, happy family, and they become a nation. But deep down, they're all from different places. Deep down, each one feels comfortable from a different homeland. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to just take everyone from different places and settle them in Aram Naharayim, and settle them in somewhere else. Dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Am Yisrael through Kibush, through driving out others. But Hashem could have made it that nobody was in Eretz Canaan, and Bnei Yisrael came in, and boom, it's their land. Now let's start history of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem didn't do that. Hashem Dafka made it an act of Kibush, an act that had to be driving out. Why? Because Hashem's goal was to make them feel united. Make them feel like one. Make them feel that they're all in this together. Vanira Lomar, Shashi'ifa achas gedola haisa b'inyan hazeh. One goal, v'zuhi, ki ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu sha'am Yisrael yu margishim tamid es atzmam ki chativa achas ba'olam. You should feel like one unit. So we're going to go into a land that nobody's from. Everybody is from somewhere else, but this is your homeland. So you're all equal here. And now everybody's going to get a portion. Everybody's going to get a part. You're not going to get your own land. You're not going to get your own land. Everybody's going to get a chelek of the larger whole. V'chi kol echad v'echadu ra ke'ever miyuchad b'gufa umakula. And that is why Hashem made them together have a military experience, which itself brings them together, and then split up the land amongst themselves, and in that way they could feel as if they are united where they're coming from. And Yehoshua ben Nun was Moseph, even after the lands was split up. Don't think of it as your own personal land that you can have and do whatever you want with. No. The Brisa tells us he made all of these rules to keep the unity. You have to let people go into your forest and let people do this and let people do that. The Ibkeda didn't know saying that Tol Echad Tzorech Levater Tamid Mishalo Im Yesh Hefzid L'Chaveiro. That was the purpose of the entire Nachla. And again, everything that we've been talking about is related to whether there's a mitzvah not only to drive them out, but also to live there. Right? There is a well-known major discussion between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, whether there is a separate mitzvah in the 613 of living in the land of Israel. The Ramban famously holds that there is a mitzvah, aseh d'oraisa, to live in the land of Israel, mitzvah that the Ramban adds on to the Rambam, mitzvah dalet, shenitz tavinu, la resha sa'aret, asher nasan al kel yisbarach, v'yis'alel avoseinu, to go there and to not let other people be in charge of it, mina umos, o lishmama, or just leave it in a state of desolation. No, there's a mitzvah. Via mitzvah shachacham mafligin ba v'hidiras Eretz Yisrael. He mitzvahs asei ledoros mischayev kol yachid mimenu v'afilu bezman galus ki yadua. Always a mitzvah. The Ramban writes this also in Parshas Maaseh. Al datizu mitzvahs asei yitzaveh otam sheyeshvu ba'aretz v'yirshu ota ki hu nitzna lahem. It's given to you. V'lo yimasu b'nachalas Hashem. Another part of the mitzvah is not to be disgusted in it, not to say lashon hara about Eretz Yisrael, not to have a meraglim attitude. And if we have a havamina to conquer any other land of the world, that would be a violation of this mitzvah. That's the Ramban, clearly. The mystery, and where the action mostly is in this discussion, is the Rambam. The Rambam does not count a separate mitzvah, saseh, d'oraisa, of living in the land of Israel, and the question is why. So the Megillas Esther, which the Satmar Rebbe likes, the Megillas Esther, one of the great commentaries on the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah, says, well, maybe it's because the Rambam says it does not apply bezman hazeh. V'nira li ki mashalomana harav, l'fisha mitzvah Yerusha Saris v'yishiva salonaga, rak mi mei Moshev Yoshua v'David, v'chozman shalom galu mei artsam, only earlier in history. But after we're out, there is no longer a mitzvah until Mashiach comes. Till Mashiach comes, and he quotes the Gemara at the end of Maseches Ksubos about the Shalosh Shavuos. The problem with that approach, this is what most Mefarshim and Achronim say, is that the Rambam has the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. He has it for the basis of various halachas. He quotes the Mishnayos at the end of Ksubos about a man who wants to force his wife to go to Eretz Yisrael and not to pay the Ksuba. He counts that halacha. What's that based on? And that's Bizman Hazeh, Yishev Eretz Yisrael. In Eved, being forced to go back to Chutz La'aretz, he doesn't have to. Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Amir La'akum on Shabbos, to be kona a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbi Menachos Shabbos in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph. It's all, the Rabbi quotes all of those halachos. So that's why most assume that the Rambam does have the mitzvah, but it's just covered up somewhere. He doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah asay. Right? So there are many, many mysteries why Rishonim don't count mitzvos as independent mitzvos, but just as part of other mitzvos. So where is the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael if the Rambam does include it in somewhere else? So the Avnei Nezer says it's our mitzvah of kibush. We know there's a mitzvah of hakrim tachrimim. We know there's a mitzvah to drive out the inhabitants and to settle. So what, the mitzvah is only to drive them out and then to leave? What's the mitzvah of hachrim tachrimim, says the Avnei Nezer? It must be, drive them out in order to live there. That's the whole purpose. says the Avni Nezer, and he gives other examples in terms of building the kalim in the Besa. Do you count separately the kalim of building the kalim of Besa Mikdash or just building the Mishkan? He quotes other examples of the Rambam in Yoredeya Simon Tafnun Dalad, where the Rambam has this idea that he only counts only one part of the process and not the entire process of a mitzvah. But that's the Avni Nezer, that the Rambam counts it in the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim. There are other examples of mitzvos that Achronim say, the Rambam puts it into the Eretz Chemda, Rav Asher Rishol Yisraeli said maybe it's included in benching. Part of benching is we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava. If we don't mention that, we're not Yotzei benching. What, so to thank him? Thank you, but no thanks. Thank you, but of course, there has to be a mitzvah to live there if you're thanking him. So fascinatingly, Birchas HaMazon is the mitzvah that it would be included in. Rav Shechter writes in Bikvei Atzon, he thinks it's included in the mitzvah of Hamadas Melech. Hamadas Melech is to set up a Jewish homeland with a Jewish government there, an expanded view of what that means. But anyway, this is a big discussion, but this is the mitzvah that we are finishing to talk about today, the mitzvah of Kibush Eretz and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which the Yoshua Ben Nun fulfilled on behalf of all of Klai Yisrael, and Klai Yisrael themselves fulfilled it as well. So the last step is the Levium getting their cities. And as we mentioned before, this is also a separate mitzvah asay. The Chinuch counts in mitzvah tavches, shenitz tavinu Yisrael, laseis l'shevet Levi, arim l'sheves, bahen, achar she'en lam chelek ba'aretz. We are commanded, this mitzvah is upon all of Am Yisrael, to give Shevet Levi cities from amongst their lands, because they don't have a chelek. And from these cities of Levium, we'll get back to this Lashon, there are six of them that are specified to be Arei Miklat, even though all of them are Kolate. The Gemara describes what's the difference, Lamaisa, between these lands. One, some will be Kolate even if they don't realize it, and some will be Kolate only if they realize it. But this is a Mitzvahs asay d'oraisa to give Am Yisrael, for Am Yisrael to give the cities to the Levium. This formulation also helps us understand why it is that the Levium got last. You would think the Levium should get first. Why did B'nai Yisrael first give the Levium? When Yeshua started off way back in the beginning of this discussion, after they finished conquering the 31 kings, and after they won a couple of the wars, so in Perek Yud Beis, after Yeshua lists off all the 31 kings and goes to Yud Gimel, we start the Nachlos, so why didn't Levium get first? Well, they should get first. They're the most coveted. Let them get the cities, and everybody else will come. So two answers. One of them given by the Mishpat Zozav here, by the Aznayim LaTorah, and that is, no, the purpose of the Ari Levium is, right, Hashem didn't give the Ari Levium. It had to be a matana from Am Yisrael to the Levium. It had to be from their lands. They feel it's there, and then they give it up. So first, the Am Yisrael have to get their lands in order for them to give from their lands to the Ari Levium. Says the Azayim LaTorah there in Parshas Maaseh. That's exactly why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it this way. Because he wanted the regular Jew, the non-Levi Jew, to feel like he's giving something. To teach them the lesson, maybe, because it is the Azayim LaTorah, that they always have to support the Levium. They always have to support the spiritual leaders. L'man yedu machziki Torah b'Yisrael b'chol adaros. She'ef shol aseis latseis l'dei chov asam. You can't just give a little meiser dog on Tiroch. You gotta give him a city. You gotta give him something significant. And it has to be in that order, and that is why first the Yisraelim get, and then the Levium, so it could be from them. Also, another answer one can suggest, the Mishpat Zozav suggests this, is, well, the Ari Mikla were only going to be set up at the end, after everybody else was settled. So once the Ari Mikla was setting up at the end, and those are some of the Ari Levium, so that's why Shevet Levi also was delayed. Fine. So we have the Perek regarding the cities of the Levium. So let's read some of the Psukim now. Vayikshu Rashi Avos HaLevium. The heads of the Levium came to Elazar HaKohen, and to Yeshua Ben Nun, Vel Rashi Avos HaMatos, to the heads of the Shvatim, and they said, in Shiloh, remember they're in Shiloh now. The Mishkan has been set up in Shiloh. Hashem Tziva Bi'ad Moshe L'Aseis L'Norim L'Sheves. Hashem told Moshe that we were going to get cities. So, can we please have them? So, B'nei Yisrael gave to the Levium these cities. There is a fascinating, gets to the root of the issue, Machlokes in Meseches Maaser Sheni. The Mishnah tells us, in the second to last Mishnah of Maaser Sheni, Maaser Sheni is all about issues of Maaser Sheni, as we know, but then it talks about Vidui Maaseris at the end of the last parak in Maaser Sheni. Talks about Vidui Maaser at the end of certain numbers of years in Shemitah. We know we go to the Beis HaMikdash, and we do Vidui Maaser. We say, I've done everything I'm supposed to do. Thank you, Hashem. And now, Hashkifa Mimon Katshacham and Hashemayim, I was Biarti Mikodesh Ben Abayas, and now give us the brachos. So the question is, does a Levi from his city, after he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, does he say the Vidui Maaser? What's the issue? The problem is that we use a lashon there of your land, my land. And the question is this their land? So machlokes. Rabbi Meir says, Af lo akohanim ulevim. We'll start from the beginning of the Mishnah. Yisrael umamzerim misvadim, because it says, Vesadam asher nasata lanu, and gerim and avadim umshachorim cannot say it, because they don't have a chelek ba'aretz. Rabbi Meir omer, Af lo akohanim ulevim, shelo natlu chelek ba'aretz. Rabbi Meir says, Kohanim Levim also cannot say this because they didn't get a chelek. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yesh Lamari Migrash. Rabbi Yossi says, what do you mean? They have cities. Look in Yeshua, Perachaf Aleph. There are 42 cities listed there, plus six. So of course they have. What's the machlokas? Rabbi Meir obviously knows that. The machlokas is, how do we look at the bailus of the Levim on these cities? Do they really own it? And the Yerushalmi here, Yerushalmi on Maaser Sheni, there's no Bavli on Maaser Sheni, but the Yerushalmi right here on Maaser Sheni connects this to the machlokas elsewhere. In Meseches Baba Kama, if we are ma'aleschar, if we are in the cities, if we rent a place in the city, do we have to pay rent? Actually, it's a quote in Makas. I'm sorry, it's a Mishnah in Makas. It's quoted out, discussed by Rishonim elsewhere, but it's a Mishnah in the second parak in Makas. Whether one is ma'aleschar l'levim, Rabbi Yehuda says yes, Rabbi Meir says no. Said the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Meir l'shitaso. Rabbi Meir says that they can't say vidui maaseris, and that's exactly why you don't give them money, because they're not the real owners, not the bialim. It's really maybe all of Klal Yisrael's ownership. While the other Shita says no, we give it to them and they own it. That's a nafka machlokas. How do we look at the bialis of the Levium in their cities? So the parak then goes off and lists all the cities. The parak does make the same ha'ara that we mentioned twice already, that Hebron was a city of the Levium, but Kalev got the suburbs. There's a Beit Shemesh listed here also, and we mentioned there are a number of Beit Shemeshes in the Yerusha. And then at the end it sums up and says 48 cities. Again, the Mishmas Azov notes, 48 is a number that comes up in one or two other places in Halacha. We know the Mishnah tells us in the end of Pirkei Avos, whether it's a Mishnah, maybe it's a Braisa, Parakinyan Torah, the 48 things that the Torah is nicknamed Bahem, Memches Dvarim. So again, the Levium were the spiritual leaders, so it makes sense. 48 and 48. The Arizal says in one place, he quotes, that there were 48 Krushim in the Mishkan. 48 Krushim used. So again, Hema Keneged, that's Keneged. The Levium worked in the Mishkan, the 48 Krushim, the 48 Rosh Nikles Bahem, and the 48 cities that were given to the Levium. Were there any differences between these cities listed in this parak and the other Ari Miklat? We know Lamaisa, we know the Gemara tells us in Makas that it depends how they are collate, Ladas or even Shalom Ladas. The Rinas Yitzchak here, Yitzchak Saratskin suggests there's also, in Lumdis terms, there's a difference between how do we look at the cities, and there's even halachic differences between them as well, besides the ones listed in the Gemara. What's the difference? He suggests, based on the Rambam, that the 42 cities, the Yisod, that they were Zochet to them was Tmura, that they didn't get a Chelek Baaretz. So this is their Chelek Baaretz. Right, there are 40, everybody else got a Chelek, and these 42 cities are their Chelek. As the Pasuk says a number of times, that they get these cities because they didn't get any other cities, right? Pasuk Mem. Tihyena harem ha'ela ir, umigor sheos vivoseach, ken l'chol harem ha'ela. They take these cities, and this finishes the nachla. But the other, the six Ari Miklat, at root b'mahutam, they're Ari Miklat. It happens to be that Levim live there, but they're not inherently Ari Miklat. My nafkamina, what's the difference? The difference might be, number one, the Arachayim HaKad, the Shin Masi, says that, let's say it gets too crowded. There are so many people who kill Bashoke. It gets too crowded. So what happens? So says the Arachayim HaKadosh, if it's one of the six Ari Miklat, it gets too crowded, the Levium have to move out. Go find another Ir Levi to sit in. If it's one of the other 42, we tell the Rotzeach Bashoke, no, you go move out. You go find another place to live. says that what's going on here? The answer is, says the Rinas Yitzchak, also the Mitzvah Samelach, Rabbi Cement, and his Sefer on the Rambam, in Mitzvah Kuf Pei Gimel, he also discusses this chilek, that the Ari Miklat inherently are not Ari Leviim. They happen to be counted in the 48, but in at root they're Ari Miklat, which happens to allow Leviim to live there. Masha Enkein, the 42, those are Bimahutam Ari Leviim. What other nafgamina might there be? The machlokas we mentioned before about schar. We mentioned a machlokas tanoim about ma'ale schar in the Arei Leviim. It could be, suggest the mitzvah samelech, that when it comes to the six Arei Miklat, for sure not. Let me just find the right spot to be so about the sheish Arei Miklat, lekulei alma. Ein rotseach ma'ales char lahalevi ledira. In the Arei Miklat, those six, for sure, no schar. The only machlokas is the other 42. But these six, no way. Why? Because these at root are Arei Miklat. They're not Arei Leviim. So nafgamina about paying the rent. Now the two, who's nitche mipnei mi? Another nafgamina, one final one could be, suggest the mitzvahs hamelech, based on a Meshechachma. The Meshechachma says that the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Sota, or even the Gemara says there, Sota Memchesim Abeis, that post Beis HaMikdash, Batlu Arei Leviim. The Arei Leviim only lists Bezai Mikdash. Sheshuv, Einam Shel Leviim. They're not the Leviims anymore. What does that mean? The Meshechachma says they're not Kolate anymore. But, says the Meshechachma, the six Arei Miklat are Noach even La'achar Churban Abayis. If it would come up, again, we don't have the Sanhedrin, do we need an Afashas anymore? But it would come up, the six Arei Miklat inherently have Klita power, Mashenki and the other 42. So three halachic differences, even though they're all Arei Leviim, but these are halachic differences between them, because at root, these are the 42 Arei Leviim, given Tachas, the Nachla, that others received. This is their Nachla, Mashenki, the Mashenki in the six. Even to note that the Rambam counts it as separate mitzvos. The Rambam counts as separate mitzvah to give the to designate Arei Miklat and to designate Arei Leviim. So that already tips us off. Why doesn't he just have one mitzvah like Rav Sadia Gaon has of 40 or the Bahag? I remember one of the Gaonim have it only as one mitzvah and say some of these are Arei Miklat, some of the for sure Arei Miklat, some of these are just Arei Leviim that work. No, the Rambam has two separate mitzvos. Why? Because conceptually they are different. And again, just to read the final pasuk in the parak, lo nafal davar mikol hadavar hatov, asher diber Hashem al beis Yisrael, nothing did not take place. Nothing from all the good things Hashem was going to take place, everything happened at kol ba. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, in Perek Yud, notes that's how you tell the difference between a Navi Emes and a Navi Sheker. A Navi Sheker, says the Rambam, sometimes things will come true, but not every single thing. Not every detail. And obviously, Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKol Ba, everything came true. Baruch Hashem, we have completed the mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael and Nachla of Eretz Yisrael. What we have left to do is to talk about what happens to the Shvatim when they're going back to the east side of the Yarden and the last days of Yehoshua bin Nun.